Some of us have, some of us have, and Gina, hopefully. So we'll see if we can expedite matters. So we were discussing Hasra, and we basically developed different perspectives on what Hatzala might be all about. Now we were looking very quickly at some of the exceptions to Hasra, the exceptions that hopefully underscore different perspectives. So the first one we began to discuss was we know that Mesis and Eitzomim are definitely singled out. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos thinks those are the only two. As we noted in Yad Chazaka, he might have a different perspective. The way the Rambam portrays the exception of Eitzomim and Mesis in Pirush Mishnayos sounds like there's just no choice, and you just can't have it because you can't have it. That itself is an interesting issue, and it touches on the question of, the general question of, learning something, when you have an institution and you have a requirement, but it's impossible done in Davar Efshar, be Efshar, how that really works. Obviously, the more indispensable a certain requirement is, then you can't really say done in, ain't done in Efshar, be Efshar, because if it's a positive, necessary linchpin requirement, so you're still lacking, at the end of the day, the, necessary ingredients to accomplish your goal. So obviously the principle of ain't done in Efshar, be Efshar, is only in a situation where you have something which is either a lechatchila, but could be, or even a davar hama'akev, but a davar hama'akev, when it's possible, the absence of it when it's possible is a chisaron, or something that is enhancing of the greater goal, let's say, the bigger picture of. That's very good. Yeah, I'm glad. I think I'll have some water. Yeah. But something that enhances the bigger picture, even if it seems like it's going in a different direction. So, for example, something like Hasra, again, if it's a lechatchila, and we understand it that way, even a ma'akev lechatchila, I don't mean lechatchila versus b'diavad, but let's say it's an extended halacha of hatzala, like we've been saying, or it's a shiur in a different level of chumras, ha'avera. So it's going to be perfectly understandable that if jeopardizing the entire institution is going to be the result of demanding it, that you're not going to demand it. You might say that, there's a Biarta Rabbi Kirbecha component in Chayv Misas Bezdin and in Malkus, and part of that is the sense of confidence that you have, examined, every possibility for acquittal. And in that sense, it's not, two contrary halachos. On the one hand, being meeting out hard justice, on the other hand, being overcautious, to make sure that you don't commit any kind of mistake. But that, on the contrary, one feeds the other. One is a confidence builder for the other, to din in the laws and the kavod of the system. So all I'm saying is, in those circumstances, each of these circumstances, you're going to say things like ain't done in Afshar Bishi Afshar. Because it's not that the requirement is corn defining per se. It's only corn defining when it's either possible or because it contributes to the bigger picture, or because it's a ma'akev lechatchila. But to the extent that you have to choose of the whole institution, and if you were to say, oh, in Hazama, you're never going to have asisim lekashuzam lasos la'achiv because of hasra, or something similar regarding Mesis. So under those conditions, we'll understand that this particular issue will not apply. But then, of course, you have to examine each institution in its own right to try to determine what the relationship is between this these components, these type of components. So when it comes to Hazama, it's interesting that some of the Mefarshim say this, kind of ain't done in Afshar b'shi Afshar, and I think I mentioned that the Gilyone Hashas, or Joseph Engel, in his comment says, oh, this is not the Man Damar in the Gemara who normally believes that, because he thought that he found some inconsistency in the Dunin Efshar Mishi Efshar. So I think that the way to solve that is exactly along the lines of what I just was suggesting, and that is there could be different models of Dunin Efshar Mishi Efshar, or Ein Dunin Efshar Mishi Efshar, as we just discussed. And there are some who see this, some models are this idea of a lechatchila, which is ma'akev. Others are, you know, when something seemingly contrary really fortifies the entire structure. But of course, you're not going to abandon the whole structure just to get this added nuance. And it could be that there are just different levels of this halacha, which different amoraim or tanaim accept. That's one point. The other point is that if you take the Rav's suggestion in the name of his father, and that is that the reason that there's no Hasra and Ein Zomim, this is the last thing that we were discussing, is not because it's Efshar, but it's for other reasons. Or even if you get before that, according to the Chinuch, that it's because of the, you know, the Chomer Hadavar in its own right. That's how he sees Basis and Ein Zomim. Not that it's, you know, either pick the, you know, the nicety or destroy the institution, like the Rambam and Perush Mishnayos, but you have the Chumras HaAveira or the Chumras Rishus HaGavra already, you know, even without the added dimension of Hasra. So then, of course, you don't need this whole, Gemara isn't really working with Ein Dunin Efshar B'Yi Efshar. The question is, so how do you read that into the Gemara? So I think that the point is that, again, certainly one line in the Gemara there is that, you know, how just, you know, it's just almost impossible to have a case of Hasra and Hazama. But according to the other view in the Gemara, which is that it's about whether or not there's a parallel of Kashazama Masos La'achiv or not, so that could also be seen in a very technical way, but it also could be seen as establishing the notion of Shem Eid Zomim itself. And that's what the Gemara really means by this, is that Hazama isn't defined as a Maisa Veira. It's an institution, and it's a status, and for that very reason, you know, following the exact parallel of Kashazamam is so important, and for that reason, Hasra is not a requirement. That really fits into Ramosha Soloveitchik's interpretation. The concept of Shoge, the concept of Maisa, the concept of Hasra are all bound up together here, because anyways, it's just train, it's a shame, Ein Zomim. And that's exactly what we mean. And that, of course, has nothing to do with Danyan Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar. That would be the other day in the Gemara. And what it means is, not a technicality, but this very Yesod. So this was connected with the Rav's suggested answer for Tosas and Shavuos' question. As we mentioned, that Tosas and Shavuos, we talked about Tzishemra, on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Tosas asked the question, how come Edom Zomim and Motzi Shemra are not on the list of Nishma Meimar Mekalos Hashem of Lav Sheim B'Maisa that are Lokin Olam? Right, that's Tosas here in Chaf Aleph in Shavuos. Vim Tomer Lech Shav Nami Edim Zomim Emotzi Shemra. Yavagav Edim Zomim Karin Rachmana Maisa Bereish Bavakama Emotzi Shemra Nami Kamar Av Yehuda Gufei B'Ksuvas Perek Nara Deina Chayvad Sheyiskar Edim, you know, pass it away. The Kamakum Chashivi Ebahem Maisa. The Parakam and Demakos, Yalif Minei Rabbi Yehuda B'Alma Lav Shema Maisa Lokin Olav, and so on. So Tos gives a technical answer to this question, too. Yeshomar Kimi that Sid Bemalkas, Behedja, Lokosh Lemis Nindu. Hinami Ein Lemedim in Aklolos, Afil Mokum Shinemar, Bahen Chutz, and so on. But the Rav thought that the answer to this question was that there are really two totally different issues involved. One is the idea that Lav Shem B'Maisa, certain Lav Shem B'Maisa is Lokin Olav, that's Nishba Meim Rekalas Hashem. The other is that whenever the status or the shame is the Mechayiv, So then, you know, the role of the Maisa is unimportant. The Maisa isn't the Mechayiv under those circumstances. These are two different ideas, as we've discussed. So that's why Eid Zomim and Motzi Shemra, you know, which seem to have this effect, are really not on this list. They're a different idea. And he thought that that was connected to this idea in the Rambam of not having Asra or not being defined as Shogeg Gemezin in the same way. So then this raises the question of Hasra for Motzi Shemra, because if it's really true that any time you don't have a Mechayiv of the Maisa, there shouldn't be Asra, then Motzi Shemra seems to be a very good candidate for that too. So I think I already mentioned when we discussed Motzi Shemra that there's a lot of evidence that Motzi Shemra is a status, and that we really don't know what's going on one way or another, and especially according to Ben Utam, that it can all be triggered, but even b'hakasha in certain cases where we're really not certain that the, you know, husband, you know, is lying, and so on. But I think I mentioned there that the Minchas Chinuch, in his piece on Motzi Shemra, says as a davar pashut that in his opinion Motzi Shemra is requires hasra. He says it's not worse than the gadev. So Noach and I were discussing the other day, and he pointed out to me that really there's a sounds like there's an explicit Gemara in Makos on Avdal and Omid Beis. The Gemara there is part of the discussions of the relationship between Eid Zomim and Motzi Shemra, and at one point the Gemara seems to say, you know, Mal Eidim Zomim that don't have Hasra, contrasting it with, you have a line there? Right on the Shach Vatari there on Dal and Omid Beis.
Right, so the Gemara says,
Yeah, so it sounds pretty clear in the Gemara that Motzi Shemra does require Hasra. I was just pointing out that it's just strange that the Minchas Chinuch for some reason didn't think that that was a strong enough raya. Minchas Chinuch derives it from the Gadef and the Kalel. He doesn't quote the Gemara in Makos. So I don't really know. Does he think that it depends on different deos about Motzi Shemra? I'm just not sure. But Pashtus, the Gemara seems to say explicitly that Motzi Shemra does require Hasra, unlike Hazama. It's also interesting that the Gemara uses the requirement of Hasra and Hazama, you know, as part of its Shaka Vitaria there, which again, if it was merely a technicality, you know, ain done in Efshar Mishi Efshar, then perhaps that wouldn't be such a good raya either. The more you see that the lack of Hasra in Hazama is something that is characteristic of Hazama, not just forced upon you Lamaisa, the easier it is to read that that particular Gemara. Either way, so Motzi Shemra would be a good candidate, just I don't know how you get out of that Gemara, but the formulation of the Minchas Chinuch, even though he endorses Hasra for Motzi Shemra, is just a little bit tamuha. Good. So that's as far as Hazama is concerned. So then from there we wanted to move on just very briefly to Megadeth. What is a story in Megadeth? So again, the Minchas Chinuch says that Motzi Shemra depends on Megadeth. Megadeth itself is a machlokas. So the Ravid clearly holds in Perek Chaf Halacha Dalid that Megadeth requires Hasra. Now Megadeth, it seems clear that the act of Klala is the Maisa Avera. Doesn't seem like there's a bit of shame Megadeth so much. But the Kesa Mishnah in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, is Medayik in the Rambam that in Hanami don't need Hasra. He just says that that's the Rambam of Lashitaso comparing it to Hazama. From the Gemara itself, on Ayin Ches Omid Beis, it appears that Megadev does require Hasra. The Gemara there talks about, you know, the Megadev, you know, in the Moshe Rabbeinu time, as being, anybody have language there? You have the Gemara there? As being a Hora Shah. Right? And, do you have it? Anybody? The Gemara quotes, the Gemara talks about Mekoshesh, Eitzim, and the Gemara talks about Megadev. So the Gemara there seems to say that the story of the Megadev is they didn't know which Misa, and therefore there was no Hasra. That's all. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. So that seems to be that the Megadev is a Harasha, that Megadev, but generally there is a requirement of Asra, right? So certainly that's how the Raavad ran, and that's what Rashi, if you look at Rashi in his Perush Al HaTorah, in Vayikra Chavdalet Hesbav, Rashi says actually that there is such a requirement of Asra in Megadev. Second. Chavdalet Hesbav. Ish ish ki kalel alokav v'nasacheto. So Rashi says v'nasacheto b'kares kishein hasra, meaning for Misas Bezdin you need that there should be hasra. So this is machlokas or Rishonim, or machlokas anyway, I shouldn't say Rishonim, it's not so clear that any Rishonim disagree unless it's the Rambam, but the Rama also on Ayin Chesumadeis, I think, says explicitly that the Gemara means that the Horaz Shah, part of the Horaz Shah point of the Gemara there, is to explain why there was no requirement of Hasra. Right? That's the Ramah there. You saw that? 1 second. Yeah. Find it, no, we'll leave it. Yeah, Rabban de lo yolfi mine amri megade faras shai sabla asal mpnei kvodo shel shame teida shere dain lo hayalav chiv misa velo hisur bo le misa vehargu. So is it just that there wasn't even the chiyuv, but the hasra you don't need even the doros, or like the Rama says that part of it is lo hisur bo le misa umidaha lo yolfina mina anami lo yolfina mina. The rest of it. Biblav the Alma Akati Lohavayadi Dibar Misahu Bekatlina below Hasra Radhadanu Perusha Perusha Ma'alya Vain Bahai Perusha Didan Perusha Parish Manzun and so on. Okay, this is the Rama in the end of Dibra Maskal of the Daikinan on Ayin Ches Ovid Beis. Mekalal Chaveiro requires Hasra according to the Rambam also. That's Perek Chavav Halacha Dalet, even though it's Alav Shem B'maisa. Right, that's Chavav Dalet. Anybody have that? That's very important also, because again, that would show that even though it's on the list of Lav Shem B'maisa, right, Ein Elokad Shiyasur Bo, this is the Rambam talking, Perkabab Makalel, so on. Ein loka achi yisru bo bifne achi yasru bo bifne edim. Kishar kol chai ve lavin. Avel lohi sasham hasra. O shakila below shame or below kinui. Ein loka. Okay, so the Rambam is very explicit when it comes to Makalel es chavero. Again, the Megadev es hashem is a debate, how to read the Rambam. The Kalis Kavero is clear. Now, the Kalis Kavero is the law of Shema Maisa, which is Lokan Olam. So, clearly, that also supports Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's shot in Perek Chaf Halacha Dalet, that, number one, Hazama probably is, on some level, Yesh B'maisa, maybe Akima, Sfasav, and so on. Number two, case which is on the list, Mekalel, it certainly does require, Hasra. So it isn't Lav Shem B'maisa, which is Koveya. It's whether the Maisa is the Mechayiv, or this is kind of a status or an institutional kind of a thing, etc. Yeah.
In terms of the Mechayiv, wouldn't Rashi and Amikmar itself
Say that again? Yeah. Go ahead, read the wrong, leave it alone. I think that maybe that's what they... go ahead. Yeah. It's hard to know, in, but could be. Go ahead. So you want to say the emphasis is more on the fact that he just didn't know, not that he wasn't in Gethasra? Right, so that I'm saying that's why you could say it's not so clear, but that's why I was emphasizing more the Yad Ramah, because he knows that he is zeroing it. In the Gemara itself, it's not so clear, you know, what the object of the, you know, of the Harasha is. So you could be Mechali. But definitely the Ramah read it also in terms of Asra. Maybe Rashi didn't. Yeah.
So just a more of a practical spin, potentially, on the Muslim approach. Could you simply say that when it comes to things like Mises and Hidden Zomim, because of the danger that they pose, we have to get rid of them no matter what it takes, kind of like a Zinsalimura kind of approach, even if it defies all our categories, we have to get rid of Mises, we have no choice. There's too much of a takala.
What we were saying is that that's a Chinuch's idea. Again,
that's why it's so humble.
Yeah.
Meaning he still thinks it's a Dina Chomer Aveir. I'm saying that even if it's not a Dina Chomer Aveir, he's just a dangerous person. A Rodei Meshogeg is a dangerous person that has to be removed, even below Asra. Same thing here, by Mises.
Well, we'll get to Rodei, might be a different point. Okay, I guess if you want to say it's like Rodei, in other words,
right.
Maybe.
And Edom Zomim also, because they're so dangerous, they push them into the system, of course, Mishpat, you just have to get rid of them no matter what it takes. That could be why it's based on the Ma'amad. That's more Darshim Kaim.
Right, put it this way. I don't disagree. I would just say two things. In the Chinuch mentions how chomer it is. It's hard to know whether the Chinuch means, and therefore there's chomer so'aveira, and that's what substitutes for, or rishus hagavra, and that's what substitutes for the lack of asra, or whether he means what you're talking about, a kind of, pragmatic ubiarta haramik kibacha kind of an idea. I'm just not sure in the Chinuch itself which of those two is the case. Now, in the Ramban, getting back to the Ramban, the Ramban himself definitely speaks very, I think this is what you're saying, very pragmatically. The Ramban Kitetze, when he talks about Dar Patsrich and Achraza, and he tries to explain what's unique about the four. So he basically is showing, we read it last time, that there's no correspondence between the Aveira, the Chomer Ho Aveira, and the Onesh. That it's out of proportion, it's disproportionate. You know, as we said, in Mesis, he didn't accomplish anything. In Azama, he didn't accomplish anything, right? Ben Sorer is a little kid. He's Nidon Al Shem Sofo. Zaken Mamre, is a conscientious objector. So the Ramban is saying two things. Number one, it's important for people to know that, you know, this was appropriate to do. It's also important as a kind of a deterrent, because since it's disproportionate, people wouldn't know in their own right that, you know, this is the appropriate measure, and they wouldn't necessarily cease and desist from it. So in the Ramban himself, it sounds like, you know, that there's a pragmatic element, and that's why Tzrichin Achraza. I was using the Ramban's explanations, I was taking them in a bit of a different direction. In other words, I was saying what the Ramban is trying to show in all these cases is the disproportionate... the disproportionality between the Maisavera and the Onesh. But instead of then saying, you know, but it's just pragmatic, like, you know, Kulamar Nidonim Al Shem Sofam, Ubiarta Rabbi Kirbecha, what I was saying was that you could then plug this same idea in to saying that Mitzad Maisavera, they don't deserve this result. Mitzad Rishus Agabra or Shem Gavra, they do. And then that would work in very well, you know, with these other notions, and that's how I wanted to explore, you know, these four. So what you're saying now is kind of going back to the roots of that. In other words, pretty much, if you're going to say that, you know, these deaths are pragmatic and that they defy the logic of the Maisa Avera, you know, and therefore they also don't need Asra because we're just more focused. We're breaking the rules by being disproportionate. So we're also breaking the rules by... you know, not allowing for, you know, extra caution and hatzala because there's a more urgent requirement of getting rid of these people. And in a way, then it's a little bit of, you know, Don in Afshar, Mishi Afshar also there. In other words, in light of the model I mentioned before, which is if you're going to jeopardize the whole institutions here, then you're not going to go for this nicety, right? Either as a luchatilo or as an internal aspect of it. And I totally agree. That's a proper approach. And that certainly will work very well, you know, for Rodef, especially if you see Rodef, we'll get to Rodef in a couple of minutes, Rodef Machteres as self-defense rather than as an onesh, right? Because in self-defense, you know, disproportionality, you know, as an onesh is not the issue anyway, right? It's totally pragmatic. You just want to stop the, you know, the crime from taking place. All I'm saying is that even if you don't take that view about these four, and instead you think that it's not that, you know, just to be out of Kirbecha, but it's the rishus hagavra, it's the status, then the same idea as what we're trying to explain for Azama will apply to them. And I think that there might be evidence that that's the pshat in Dal Tzrich. Now, so I want to use the Ramban about the disproportionality to show it isn't the Maisa Avera, but instead of saying that it's pragmatic, I want to say that each one is the shame rasha, you know, which is Mechayev, the Misa. It isn't just we kill him if he doesn't deserve it. We kill him because he deserves it, but not mitzad what he did, but mitzad who he is, and therefore the threat of who he is. Okay? So it'll end up being parallel. Yeah?
The Kesemesh was Medai Brown's omission of the word Hasra.
In Avar Zar.
Yeah, that we got losing Hasra. I was just curious, because the Rambam is very clear always, yeah, at least what we've seen, whether the given person needs or doesn't need Hasra. Mm-hmm. I was just curious what we should make of this omission in the Rambam, because like he doesn't say anything. And so to make an assumption about the Rambam's position when he omits it, I think is, although usually a normal thing to do here, it's not.
I'm not following. Why isn't it?
Like, sometimes the Rambam omits something, so we'll say, oh, it's because he was precise and he didn't think, you know, he needed it. If the Rambam just is Aiden, it means he just needs Aiden and not Hasra.
Right.
The Rambam's been clear about whether someone needs Hasra or doesn't. Up until this point. It's not like he usually omits Hasra. He says, Loba Hasra or...
Well, I think the point is, put it this way, I think I understand your question. So, I would add, the answer, in my opinion, is if the Kesef Mishnah wasn't operating against the background of Perek Chaf, Hilchaseidus Halacha Dalet, then he wouldn't have read Hilchasavad Azara, Perek Beis Halacha Tess, in that way. But because he did, which means that for him, the Rambam obviously has an interesting or odd or different take on Hasra, right, and especially in contexts where, you know, the Maisa, you know, is not, you know, either the Machayev or there is no Maisa. But he does make some sort of equation between Shkaga, you know, being irrelevant, you know, no Maisa and no Hasra in Perakaf Halacha Dalet. Because of that, I think the Kesef Mishnah was hypersensitive, and the Ravid said, well, what are you going to do with Megadev, right? So then the Kesef Mishnah opened up, look again at the Rambam in Megadev and noticed, hey, you know, maybe there's room for a deal. I totally agree that probably without that background, he wouldn't have made the deal. But I still think that that's appropriate for him, in other words, in terms of cumulative evidence and so on. Now, whether it's Mishachneh or not, that I don't know. Anyways, speaking of Rodef, let's do Rodef just very quickly since you mentioned it. So what is the story? Does Rodef need... so far we've discussed Azama, right? Megadef, Mekalel. I say Mekalel is important because that's certainly Lav Shem B'mai, so you certainly require Asra. You mentioned Rodef. So what's the story with Rodef? I gave you something to look at. Yeah. What, Rodef is which sugya? Yeah, so what is it? Just if you read it quickly, Rabbi? Just the relevant parts? So what's the story with Rodef?
So Gemara has a question whether Katan and Rodef is a Katan. Katan being Rodef, is he meet him once in the Moshe?
Yeah.
So Rukuna says that you do Katan Rodef meet him once in the Moshe, and Gemara moves up there that Kings are Hasra, that we know it's that Kings are Hasra.
And so how do they phrase that?
Yeah, so we're over Rukuna Katan Rodef meet him once in the Moshe, because I'm Rodef in the Hasra.
Yeah.
So, Nimim Sayele, Rodeshai, Rodevaka Kamer, the Hargo, Amro, Rashi, Sahu, Risu, Tor Amra, Shobek Dama, Damba, Dam Damoshe, the Torah, Sadamoshe, Abedamoshe. He says, I'm a reverse of Behudi, sang reverse of Behuda on the cover in Sarah Hasra. That's where I'll have to make sure we meet.
Yeah.
Toshma. Rodeshai, Rodevaka Kamer, the Hargo, Amro, Rashi, Sahu, and Risu, the Torah, Amra, Shobek Dama, Dam Damoshe. Im Amar Yodea Nishu King Potter, Amas Kainani Osekai. Bo Tsuika, the Kai betrayed for Dinara, the Vamati Latsule, my Ika the Bayis with the Medina, Medina by Yasra. You by Sema, Amloka Rahuna, Anna de Amrik, Katana de Mataras, the Amar, Atartozu Yasra.
So what's that? What's that last line?
So the indication over there is that Inakanami,
So that's always the question. So Rashi says, Zu Yasrasa, Amma Mishun Bechaskin Lerodif Lobo Yasra. So it sounds like there are 2 days in the Gemara whether you need Hasra or not, right, for a Rodef. And then you have this phrase of Machtaraso, Zu Yasrasa, both in regard to Rodef and Machtaras. Right. So the question is as follows. Is this an argument about Baba Machteris and Rodef, or is this an argument about Hasra? The more we see Baba Machteris and Hasra and Rodef, and it could be Michalik between them, that's not our topic right now. But that's part of the lumpness of those topics. Is what's the relationship between Baba Machteris and Rodef? The more you see them as self defense, and the focus is on saving the life of the Nirdaf, right? Then you're not going to require Hasra. A, it's not going to be considered a misas bezdin. It's also not considered an onesh, right? And on the contrary, the heavy focus is always going to be on the hatzala part. On the other hand, if there is some evidence that either one or both of Rodef and Machteres is seen as a kind of, misa or onesh, right? I mean, the Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam Biri discusses, l'chatchila, is there a preferred method of misa, in these cases, and other evidence as well. So the more we think that this is a more flexible, but still a din in onesh and in misa, then the question of asra becomes more more acute. So we'll get back to that, but. So Rodef ends up being 2 days in the Gemara, and also that phrase, which is Machtaraso Zui Hasraso, becomes a critical aspect too. Let's talk about Mesis. Let's talk about the other three on the list of Arba Trichnach Raza, because I was suggesting either because of purely pragmatic Ubiarta Rabbik Yerbecha, right, considerations, maybe from the Ramban himself, or because these are all Shemos and Chumras, Hagavra, Rishis Hagavra, rather than Maisavera issues. So what about the other three? Zomim we discussed. What about Mesis? What about Zakin Mamre? What about Ben Sora or Morat? It seems like those three would also be prime candidates for this discussion. So regarding Zakin Mamre, we'll start with Mesis. So let's start with Mesis. So what do we know about Mesis? Yaakov? Just, facts on the ground.
So Machlokas Rashi Tosos on Chasam Beis.
Yeah. So before we even get to Rashi and Tosos, just in terms of the Talmudic evidence, but 100%, yeah. That's the first thing we're going to look at. What is in the Tosefta already and in the Gemara, right, when we talk about the requirement of Hasra, they contrast it with Mesis. So Mesis unequivocally seems to have a special status here. And as I mentioned, Pirshu Mishnayos and the Rambam, which only has two, has, Edom Zomim and Mesis. And Chinuch also, with its two, even though it's Midin, Rishus, is, or Chomer, is Mesis and Ed Zomim. So that's the first thing to note, that both in the Tosefta and in the Gemara, here, Chesed Beis, right, this... this is a contrast to the typical requirement of Hasra. Okay, that's number one. What else is unique, just before we get to the Rashi and Tosis and interpret it, What else is unique about Mesis as a case that is relevant to this? So first of all, just on Peches on the base. The Gemara repeats this in the context, actually, of Zakin Mamre. Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's an important Gemara for Zakin Mamre, too, so we'll just get it in already. What? Yeah, Tarabanan.
In Chayav, Ashi Yasekora also, Shiyuru Lachirim Yasekora also. Bishlama Lachirim Yasekora also, Meikara La Barkatolahu, Behasha Barkatolahu. Ella Shiyasekora also, Meikara, Nami Barkatolahu.
He did something which is a capital crime, so what's the big deal? Yeah.
Atina Hechadori Bechilev Vidom de Meikara La Barkatolahu, Behasha Barkatolahu. Ella Hechadori Bechayvi Misu spaced in Meikara Nami Barkatolahu.
Yeah.
Meikara Bayasra, Hashta Lo Bayasra.
Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. It sounds like the Gemara here is saying, we'll get back to this, that Zakin Mamre does not require Hasra. Okay.
Mesis, the little boy Hasra, Michael Meimar. Meikara, Yomar Taima, Mekablir Mine. Hashta, Yomar Taima, Lo Mekablir Mine.
Yeah. What does that mean? Even in Mesis, right? We're not Poskin Lo or Hofkin Beschuso, right. But, you know, he can say something on his behalf, right?
After 3 sets of time was chus, so we're not even going to.
But in Zakin Mamre, you know, at this point, there's nothing for him to justify. Okay, so once again, this Gemara seems, aside from the Zakin Mamre part, which we'll get back to, this Gemara seems once again to contrast Mesis with other Chiyuvim as something that does not require Hasra, just like our Gemara, just like the Tosefta. Okay, the main Sugya, of course, is on Samech Zayin Amud Aleph. Right? Okay, what do we have there? Let's read the Mishnah very quickly.
Sure. Hamesis Ahedyot. Hamesis Es Ahedyot.
What is that all about?
Meaning as opposed to...
as opposed to Navi, right?
Navi, yeah.
Right? And Hamesis Es Ahedyot is... as opposed to Rabbit, right? Go ahead. Those are different types of mesis. The typical mesis is a hedyot, you know, being mesis a hedyot. Okay.
Amar yish yira b'makom ploni pachachelos pachshota kach mitiva kach miria kol chay v'misus shebetora in machminin aleim chutz mizo.
Oh, so this already is an important added element. What does machmina mean?
To basically set him up.
Yeah, entrapment, right? So you don't entrap in the halacha. That's an interesting issue, right? Except in the case of Mesis. That already says something very significant about Mesis, right? We want to get all Mesisim off the street. Okay. That doesn't mean, like, you know, we want to create Mesisim, but, you know, definitely if we suspect one's out there, right, so we're not waiting for him to do the Aveira, where, you know, we have a certain preemptive, you can do a preemptive kind of strike or an entrapment against a Mesis. That's a remarkable thing. Okay. We'll see in a moment what impact Machminim has on the possibility of Hasra, right? Both practically and conceptually, right? Does it have anything to do with it one way or another? We'll see, right? Okay. Amar L'Shnayim, go ahead.
Amar L'Shnayim, Hein Edov, Mevi'in Osu L'Beisin V'Sokhlin Osu.
Yeah, meaning... If the Mesis effort is to two, so then they can act as Edim and turn him in and so on. Okay. Amar L'Echad.
Amar L'Echad, Hu Omer Yesh Li Chaverim Rotzim Bekach.
So this is where the entrapment part begins, right? Also, but not only, but, right? We want to catch him. So the guy says, you know, I've got some friends who might be interested, right? Like, you can see everybody's, like, you know, wearing dark clothes and sunglasses, this whole thing. Go ahead.
In my arum ve'inu yachol l'daber b'fneihem, machminin lo edim achori hageder.
What does it mean in my arum?
He's clever enough not to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Right? He's not going to... he thinks the guy's wearing a wire or whatever they say, you know. Any ochel daber b'fneihem, right?
Machmirin lo edim echor egeder, v'hu omer lo, emor mashe amarta b'ichud.
Right. Remember that conversation? Yeah. Which conversation? You know, that one? Okay. Yeah. This is good. Yeah. Go ahead.
V'halo omer lo v'hu omer lo. Eich naniach es elokim shvash shemayim v'nilach v'abad eitzim avonim.
Wow. Okay. So what do you think? Something to say or not? So this hachmana, that's really interesting in basis, right? There is also this pushback, right? He's supposed to say mechatesi. That doesn't seem like it works so well with the hachmana,
right.
Or does it? It balances out the hachmana, makes the, you know, right. In other words, the hachmana is to trap him, and this is to give him an out. Right. Or is it? Ah, okay. Go ahead. Im chozav or rezavuta.
Im Omar kachich vaseinu kachchaf alanu. Amud mechori yeged mevino solu beistim sokan so.
They jump up all of a sudden, right? Okay,
yeah.
That's pretty much what we need here. So the point is that there is, you know, this is the main, sugya, and we're being told there's a special din of hachmana on the one hand. There's also a din of, you know, trying to talk him down, maybe, or put it this way, putting up resistance, let's say. Right, heich naniach, and if he responds appropriately after the heich naniach, then he can pull back from his act of hasasa. Okay, Rashi here says, "Omer l'shnayim
yachad hein atzmo nasu edim ve'ein tzrichin lahasrusbo kishar chayim misos."
Yeah, so Rashi says that the makar is lo tachmo v'lo techaseh. That's why you don't, and that's the Rashi integrates into this sugya, right? That the din of lo tachmo v'lo techaseh means ain't tzarich lahasros bo. Okay. Interesting. Rashi doesn't discuss the heich naniach part, right? So we don't really know how he thinks that fits in. But this is what he says. What does Rashi say here on our sugya, Chesun Beis? Dirasum Shar Kochai Vibisos. That's a contrast.
Gabi Mesis, Kai, Dirachmana Omar, Lotachmol Tachase. Venerag Beliasra, Aileach Martin.
Yeah. Venerag Belihasra, that's the same Rashi, right? Because of Lotachmol. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. It says that in Rashi, both places. But interesting, Al Yedei Hachmanas. Aiden. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that strange?
What's the relationship between Achmana and Astra?
Yeah. I mean, it's true that there's a din of Achmana's Aiden, and it's also true there's no Astra. It's Rashi suggesting that there's a link between the two. And the truth is that there might be only Achmana's Aiden in a case where you need. I mean, there probably is only Achmana Seidim in a case where you need more. That's where there aren't two. So it's just interesting. Is Rashi just telling us another din of Lo Tachmo V'Lo Techaseh? It sounds like more than that. It sounds like Rashi thinks that there's a link between the exception of Achmana Seidim and the din of Hasrat. So you think that link is, you know, a direct one? Meaning, is Rashi really saying there's no Hasrat because there is a din of Achmana Seidim and the two are contrary or contradictory or mutually exclusive practically? As if you needed Hasra, you know, then you know the Edom are there. Right? That what Rashi means? Minchas Chinuch in his discussion, what is it, Tav Samech Dalet, I think, where he talks about Mesis, says, quotes a Rashi, it says, it sounds like Rashi thinks that there's a stira between Hasra and Achmana. Why is there a stira? Let somebody else give him Hasra. Don't necessarily paskin that the Edim have to give the Hasra, right? So what's Rashi saying here? Okay. Either way, the biggest chiddush in a way. Okay, so that's a connection to Hachmana. Before we get to that, maybe we should just answer that question. So does Rashi really think that this is according to the view that the Hasra has to come from in? Very hard to say. Very hard to say that. Probably Rashi means something else. What? Like the Shmoy? If Rashi doesn't mean to say, like the Minchas Chinuch probably understood it, which is that Hachmana and lack of hasra, right? You know, are connected. Practically, that you're not going to have hakmana, right? If you have hasra. Right? So what about the case where there's no hakmana? Let's say, he just confronts the two. You only need hakmana, right? When you need eidim. If the basis comes and he, what?
You can say that this is more fundamental in regards to how we assess the mitzvah itself.
Say that again?
More fundamental in regards to how we approach the mitzvah itself, that we don't want to give him.
Oh, exactly. So maybe what the Minchas Chinuch really has in mind, or maybe what Rashi has in mind, is a different point. And that is, not that lemaisa, there's no possibility of hasra because of hakmana, but that what you see from hakmana, right, is inconsistent with requiring hasra. Now, if hasra was just l'havchin bein shogu l'mezid in the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda more practical, sense of the word, that isn't true. Because we just need to know, is he a shogeg, is he a mezid? Right? There's nothing about, hachmana that is inconsistent with that. But let's take some of the other perspectives that we've had in hasra. For example, let's say we take the view of hasra as a kind of hatzala, right? We want to give him a chance to be poresh, right? Or we want to know 100%, right? Even, against, odds and logic, right? So what motivates that? So if what motivates that is hofkin b'schuso, right, in the sense that, every don is called a mekav tzchus, but not with the Rambam's proviso, that have a don is called adam zakai lekav tzchus, right? So we're bending over backwards, either to try to save him or to try to find that maybe he isn't as bad as we think, and maybe he doesn't understand certain things, right? So obviously the entrapment part and the hasra part don't work so well, right? Lo sachmol velo sechaseh is telling us that ain't hopchin b'schuso when it comes to mesis. Right? You can have a judge who's a saris when it comes to mesis. We don't mind a little bit, of axarius, in this particular case. All these extra elements, which either are lechatchila in their own right, or fortify the institution, even in terms of its effectiveness, dot every I, cross every T. Like, we want you to have faith in the system so it can really do its ubiarta harabi kirbacha thing, right? So all of that, when it comes to, given basis, we drop those requirements because this is just particularly dastardly. This is somebody really trying to, do the worst thing possible, right? To entice to avodah zarah. That person loses the rights for these kind of extra protections. So the idea is that lack of hasra and hachmana are two sides of the same coin. On the other hand, if we say that hasra is a din in the chumras ho'aveira, right? Not only is he doing the aveira, he's a lahakis kind of a person, and so on and so forth. Is that necessarily incompatible with hachmana? Is it? Not necessarily.
Part of the hachmana might be, in spite of the fact that I may even be killed for this, I'm still willing to do it.
In spite of?
The fact that I'm going to be killed for this, I'm still willing to do it. He's expressing how much of a hachis this is, and the fact that he's about to be killed, and he's still willing to do something.
So I'm saying it's not a steer.
Yeah, that would be a steer. He needs to know that the Edom are there. Meaning, he's only being matra asma point where...
If you're requiring matra asma misa, but not necessarily if you're requiring hasra as a shear in the lahachis part. The matra atzma lemisa, 100%. The matra atzma lemisa you certainly don't have if you have hachman.
Right.
Or at least not in a pragmatic way. You could say afa pikein, or bring it on. You know, but if he doesn't know it's really there, then certainly that's a concern. But what I'm saying is, if you were to interpret the Hasra as a shir in the Mered and the Lahachis, right? He could have a lot of Mered and still not want to be caught.
Right.
So that would not necessarily be a stira to the Hakmat. So it's interesting that Rashi says it's all one halacha. The Michas Tinoch thinks that they're two totally different dinim. Again, I think the Michas Tinoch could work, either if it's Mamish Lahachim Ben Shog L'Mezit, right? Because it would have to do with this. Or, and if it was a din in the Chomer Hadavar. Okay. Per se. Without the Lahatra Atzma L'Misa part. I totally agree. But I think Rashi works very nicely. We'll see in a minute that the Yad Ramah on Samach Zayin seems to have a different makar for the Hakman. He doesn't think that it's the same makar lo takmal. He thinks it's special din lo takaseh. Either way, the biggest chiddush here is Tosis. Why is the biggest chiddush Tosis, Yaakov? Our Tosis alatar.
It's functioning kind of like Asra. Hachmana itself.
Well, not Hachmana, but not the Hachmana isn't functioning as Asra. But he obviously doesn't think that Hachmana is a stira to Asra either. Exactly. So read Tosis quickly. So this is a Kiddush of Rashi. I mean, a Kiddush of Tosis. Tosis is basically narrowing, right, the uniqueness of Mesis. Right? Tosis is saying, it looks like there's no Hasra in Mesis, but in fact, there is a lesser form of Hasra. There's not the formal Hasra, but there certainly is a test of whether he's Shogeg Mezid, or at least maybe even more, whether he's Poresh, maybe even on the Chumras Vadera side of it. And that's what the Heich Naniach is. But according to that, according to Tosis, you would then have to say that Heich Naniach is part of the conversation in every case of Mesis. Right? Because if not, then it would be lacking the minimum Hasra that you require. Right? In terms of Shogeg, and maybe even in terms of a certain level of Chumras Avera of being determined. So this is an interesting issue brought up by who? I mean, if you look at the language of the Mishnah, do you get the impression that Heich Naniach is a typical requirement or not?
No.
It sounds like it's only in the case...
Only in the case of the one.
Of the one. So who talks about this? You saw? Did you get a chance to see?
Yad Ramah.
The Ramah. Yeah. The Ramah has three deos, which are important here. One second. Here on Samach Zayin. First of all, he has Emachminim is not losachmol, right? Kol chayv emisus shabatar Emachminim aleim chutz mizud eksiv ba beseser leimor. So the din of Hakmana has a separate makar, which would work very nicely with the Minchas Chinuch, that it's nothing to do. These two dinim are completely separate. Now, they could be completely separate, have a common denominator, or they could be completely separate and not even have a common denominator. Hard to know. Either way, he doesn't seem to be saying what Rashi's saying. Okay. And then he goes on to say, Hoketzad b'fnei edim, yefshar, sharinem ar b'seser, u'beloidim lo efshar l'miktalei, alabachmana. So, Iboy Seima, Viboy Tema, Kulu Chumr de Mesis mi Lotachma Velotachs, Lotachasa Nafkalon. So he has two deus whether or not all Chumras are just a function of Lotachma Velotachase, meaning there are all these extra Hatzala dinim, as we discussed, or this din of Beseser, you know, this cloak and dagger stuff is part of the Hagdara of Mesis itself. Okay, very interesting. Then skip down a little bit. You have it there? Yeah, go ahead. Vim Tishal.
Vim Tishal. Vim Tishal. Maishna hacha debay meimor le heich neachas elokeinu shabashamayim. Vihad re mutav. Maishna hecha de amar lishnayim de lo tzrichi le meimor le hachi. Elmavino solo based in miyad esokanosa.
Yeah, the Ramaz Bedayek, that the language of Heich Naniach is only in the case of the Hachmana, not in the other case, which sounds that way from the Mishnah. But again, according to Bali Tosis, you probably can't say that. You have to say, oh, the Mishnah spells it out, but in that case, but it's part of the you know, the general, they should be saying it in either case, right? It's even, not only. Okay, so now he's going to give several answers. Go ahead, Omri.
Hasam kaven de ka'amar be'ape tre de chazu l'sahadusa ke'in asra dummy v'lo tzriche sulameimar le v'lo midi.
Wow, what do you make of that? But hacha kaven de ka'amar be'ape chad
lo chazu l'sahadusa by asra
koldehu. So basically, like the Balei Tosis, the Rama seems to be assuming that Mesis is not so radically different, and it requires a hasra koldehu. Right, and that Heich Naniach is a Hasra Koldehu. The only difference is that Bali Tosis, as far as we know, would require Heich Naniach in all cases. And the Rama here is fascinating in that the presence of two witnesses is the equivalent of this Hasra. So how does that work? Either probably is a kind of a form of an aspect of Hitaratzma Labisa, meaning he knows there are item there, right, or he, you know, says Heich Naniach, so, you know, and he's responding saying, you know, bring it on. It's hard to say that, again, if he doesn't know that, if it's, you know, Hachmana said, if he doesn't really know there, it's hard to say if that's really fully, that's probably Kabbalah Sasra. I don't know whether it's Hitarat Malamisa, right? Like saying Ahol Pichay. So there's that. Or is it just a shear in the merit of the Lahachis? Meaning, not only am I doing this, you know, I'm being given an option to, you know, to retreat, Heich Naniach, and I'm reaffirming that I want to do this, right? But if I do it also in the presence of Shnayim Eidim, that's also right. Doing it and doing it in front of the Eidim is a different level of Chomer Aver. So whatever this Hasra Koldu, apparently according to both Tosis and according to the Rama, right? There's more than one din of Hasra, which we're not surprised about. And Mesis doesn't have Hasra. That's pretty clear in the Tosefta. It's clear in the Gemara on Pei Chesam and Beis. Right? It's clear in the Gemara on Chesam and Beis. So it has Hasra Koldehu, but it doesn't have Hasra. Right? For Tosis, that's Heich Naniach. Right? And for the Rama, it's for the first Deya, it's either Heich Naniach or the presence of two witnesses. Very fascinating. The Alpha Gav, the Mesis Laboy Asra Klal.
What do you mean the Asra Lemisa Aval Ashara Koldehu Ki Agav Naboy?
Yeah, that's what he's trying to show. Definitely you need an Ashara Koldehu, that he's not a Shogeg, or maybe even a Bed of Mered, just not Hasra Lemisa. Similarly to the way that the Ritva in Makos and the Maritzkayos were saying that even Eidzomim, the Iyum, right, the Iyum of the Eidim is a kind of Hasra Koldehu. These are the Rishonim who are trying to bridge the gap and say that even Hazama and Mesis are not completely lacking Hasra. What you might say is, Hasra is not required at all, maybe not even Lavkam and Shogel Mesis, not just because it looks like he's amazing, but because, like I said before, there's no Omer Mutter in Mesis, there's no Omer Mutter in Eishasish for the Marik, then there's no Omer Mutter in Mesis either. And there's no Omer Mutter in Hazama either. Okay. That would be a different perspective. Ibai Seima.
That line makes it very difficult to say that this is like a Matiratz Malamisa.
Right? Yeah, it's not Matiratz Malamisa. It's, but it's a kind of Kabbalas. That's what I say. It's a kind of Kabbalas Hasra. Yeah. Which is less, but also could be an act of merit. Right. Kabbalas. Hitratz Malamisa for sure not. I agree. Ibai Seima.
Awesome, Gabi. I'm really Shnaim. Kevan de I Omre Le Hechneach Hadarbe. Ikal Meimar de Machmas Viesasayu. Hadrevei, with the galu at the taihu, the low bow lemitza slay, chayish doma maisule lebedina, masade ale vekatli le, pukach chazara delay lav chazara maliyasehi, veamtol hachi,
lomer blemid,
So
what do you make of the second day?
Just give me a chance to do tshuva.
So basically, Heichna Niach, according to the second view, is not a hasra kaldu, it's not required. It's a... there is a chiddush here. In what? In that? Heichna Niach is a last, is a kind, even though we say lo tachmo v'lo tachaseh, you know, and we're not interested in bending over backwards for this basis, right, doing the extraordinary things that we normally do in capital cases to either find out that he isn't so guilty or to make him not guilty, right? But we will give him a last opportunity to be chozer b'tshuva. That's ad kedei kach lo tachaseh v'lo tachmol and ubiar tahara and hachmana is still not a stira to giving him a sincere option to do tshuva. That's indispensable. That's also a fascinating idea. But, oh, then he's saying, oh, so why in one case yes, in the other case not? The answer is, because we have to be convinced. We're only going to give him this option if we believe that it'll... That's so interesting, right? We're only going to provide him with this single dimension of Hatzalah if we can really be convinced that... that he'll, if he capitalizes on it, it'll be sincere. But we're not going to give it to him, right, if we suspect his sincerity, if we suspect his sincerity. So the point is that when our two Edim, we think it's Machmas Biatayu, he's saying, oh, maybe they're wearing a wire, you know, or like maybe they're just playing me in there, you know, they're going to march me to the guillotine, right? But if he has no reason to be concerned about that, right? So then it's really tshuva. So for the potential for tshuva shlema, we will allow like a chink in the armor of lo tachmol v'lo tachaseh. We'll give him a last chance. But if we don't believe it sufficiently anyways, then we're going to be hard on him. Okay. But there's no aspect of hasra at all, according to this. Yeah, and he himself says, my nafkamina, my kabein, Hani trei peirushe le peirusha kama hechad amar leachad v'lo amar lehechna niach patur, right? Damar zboi hasra kol dehu lai peirusha basra chayev the amras the chiboy le meimer hachi kechad lehadar bayhu v'lo amar leislem ba. But you don't have to give him an opportunity. You can give him an opportunity, but you only can give it to him if it's going to be convincing or compelling that it's a tshuva shleima. Okay. Then he says, go ahead.
This
is the third point now, right?
Yeah. Delo dami racial seifa. Dilu resha kevan di ihu ka mesis lehul chatchila. Lot sriche le memra le heachaniach.
Oh.
Aval so.
Seifa.
Sofa. Kevan de nisas ka messiale le mesis le memar zem nacharise. De akamar le emor masha amar levi yichud. Ilkach afal gav. De Omar Le Mesis Yeshira Lo Machayev Ahai Hasasa de Lav Hainu Mesis the Ari Be Rahmana. Ella Mesis de Baila Puke Lenisas Lechatilo, Itakas Kan Beshina. Behind Lashon Hasasa, Ki Adam Shemesis Es Chavero, Ladover Shalo Haya Rotzelaso.
Kidasid BK Shlahadikacha.
Hacha de Nisas Kagaram Le, Lamemar, Lo Machayev Ad de Megale Nisas Adate. De Lo Nehale Beachi.
So what's this? This is a third really interesting. All these perspectives are very interesting, right? What's the third perspective then? To sum up,
because the yachid when he says emorli mashe amartli biyichud. So he's prompting him to say it. That's not what the Torah says. It's got to be me'atzmo.
Mesis has to be his initiative. I would say two elements here, overlapping elements. One is Mesis has to be his initiative, and the fact that you are encouraging him, even if it's at stage two, right? But you're encouraging him, undermines a little bit the act of hasasa. The overlapping part is, maybe it isn't just a din in Mesis being initiative as opposed to a response. I mean, that's a big issue in entrapment in general, as we know, right? You know, when are they entrapping somebody who, you know, when are they encouraging people and when are they really entrapping them? This is what he wants to, he's going to do this, he wants to do it, it's his initiative. It's just a crime, you know, a prevention method of, you know, discovering and removing the threat. Or, you know, he is it actually triggering, obviously the person has this potential and you're triggering him, but in a way you're causing, you know, the act of hasasa itself. Right, here it's a little bit less than that because there is an initial act of nesis to him as a yachid. But since the ultimate nesis that he's chayiv for is in the presence of Aveda, that's a chiddush too. So that also has to be something which, you know, is totally his initiative. But I think the bigger point, the overlapping point, I'm not sure if it's one, the second, or both, I really think it's both, is that part of the reason we need his initiative and part of the reason is it's a shiur in the halachas and in the merit. Right. In other words, if he initiates it, right, then, you know, then he's a full-fledged mesis. And if, you know, if you give him the chance, if you say, Heich naniach, you know, there's some resistance and he overcomes the resistance, then he's like a die-in-the-wool mesis, right? So I don't know if that makes it his initiative, but either initiative or, you know, responding to resistance is a shiur in the chumras, you know, in the degree to which he's committed to this act, the level of merid and lahachis. You know, mashal l'madav v'domer, to again all the discussions that we had about, you know, when you encounter resistance to something and you continue to persist, right? That's a stronger advocacy than if you didn't counter resistance. So it's both a shiur and it also is a status, you know, in terms of his relentlessness. It's a shiur in his relentlessness and in his insincerity and maybe in his initiative at this point. This is how you create initiative. But either way, it's a din in the Hagdara, the third shita. The first shita is Hasra Kol Dehu, with the chiddush that you can exchange the presence of Adam for that, and that, you know, it's not Hasra L'misa, but it's Hasra. The second shita is, you know, kind of a as I say, an opening in terms of Lo Tachmol and Lo Techaseh. We're going to give him one last chance, but only for Tshuva Shlema, only for convinced it's Tshuva Shlema. And the third one is a shiur in Hasasa, or either the Hagdara of Hasasa, or the relentlessness and the commitment to Hasasa. Either way, that's what emerges from the Adrama. But again, in light of the Ramban, who, you know, we still have the Chinuch about the Chomer Adavar, which we have two interpretations of. Again, either the Ramban's pragmatic, you know, you got to get rid of this person, or this idea that as a Shem Rasha, again, he didn't accomplish anything, but he is a Mesis. And the Hagdara of Mesis is what is important here. There's no Maisa Hasasa, that's not so important, but the Shem Mesis, and these are the ways of getting a Shem Mesis, you know, off the ground. The Rambam here is a little bit unclear. Rambam Perek Zayin Hilchos Avodah Zarah Halacha Gimel, Perek Hei Hilchos Avodah Zarah Halacha Gimel just says there's no Hasra. Right? Anybody have language? Yeah. Yeah, could be.
Okay.
It could be. Exactly. He's just saying it about, you know, Eichna Niyak. He's not saying that is a din in
he says,
the.
He says there's no Hasasa going on. There's no Shemesis here.
Right, right.
Actually,
it would work with that. He's not. He's not relating to that Hasasa. Only the first pshat, in his opinion, is connected to Hasra.
Right.
That's the overlap with Tosis. Rashi doesn't think that Eichna Niyak has anything to do with Hasra, and either does the second and third day of the Ramah. But the idea of a Shemesis, of having a certain level of Hasasa and so on, you know, is it works very well with the idea that that's also why there's no Hasra. But he himself isn't making that language. That's all I'm saying. The Rambam in Parakei Hilchos Avodah Zarah Halacha Gimel just says it, right? You have it?
Yeah.
Shlomo? Go ahead.
Yeah. afel kadesh yiru hamesis v'yish medrar v'lo yiru osam v'hu omer lamesis emar mashamati li v'yikud v'hu omer lo v'amusas mashiva eich maniach esmokinu shoshmai v'neach v'navol esayit v'asar banim im chazagol v'shasar kapater v'mar lo kachi kovasenu kachi alpelanu v'om nimsham v'rachol v'yiru osam v'yiru osam.
So there's no indication that the Rambam thinks that im naniach or any of that, right, is a din of Hasra, like Tosis, or like the first day of the Ramah, etc. He just says there's no Hasra on basis, period. What about in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey? In Sanhedrin, in other words?
I mean, he also says you're only Hasra.
Yes.
Hamesis in Dinin Kasher, Kishar Dinin Pashas, Machmim Lo Zedin of Enos or Hasra Kishar Hanehagin.
Yes, so does he mean that you don't need Hasra the same way that other Isurim need Hasra, but you see, need some Hasra Koldehu, or like the other, unlike the other cases, you don't need it at all, right? Hamesis ain dinav kishar dinin nevashos, machminim in a tzarach Hasra, kishar neragin, v'matzim bezin zakai. He has it all here under the rubric of pretty much lo tachmo v'lo tachaseh. He has it all under these Kadeshul Irachmu Alav Sharzarius Al Elishit Matin Asamachare Hevel Rachamim Hu Ba'olam. By the way, that's the very important. So is he saying that he's putting it under wider rubric and he's connecting it to some of these issues? The only suffix I have is, is it just not Kishardin and Nefashos? Is there any Hasra? Sounds like not. The Pashtus is not. Pashtus is like it's more like Rashi. Okay. I guess I'll have to stop a little bit. But, yeah.
Just a note, in Haskina, it seems that the word you call that, anything's like that, and yeah, is a form of Hasra.
Mechaskina.
Yeah, yeah. It assumes that way. But yeah. It just says, Vachim, if we're ever around, and maybe it's like, hey,
yeah. It's assuming that Tosis and Shita is universal. But as we say, it's certainly not the case, but very good. Okay. What about Zaken Mamre? Just talk about for a minute about Zaken Mamre, since we already had a little bit. So what's the story in Zaken Mamre? So we read the Gemara in Peches Omid Beis. Is the pshat there that you don't, Zaken Mamre doesn't need Hasra, or that Zaken Mamre is Musra V'Yomed? Right? Very hard to know. The Rambam again in Hilchos Mamrim, where is it? Gimel Ches. Anybody have it? Open? Okay, Shlomo, go ahead. So the Rambam says, "Ain tzarich hasra." What's interesting is that again in the Gemara, that works fine. But look at the Radvaz. So again, the Radvaz, instead of just leaving as it is, that you don't need a Hasra on Zaken Mamre, says he's Musra Liome. Again, it's interesting because we don't paskin that the Chaver is Musra Liome. Right. So what does it mean? It means that considering who he is, it's not just that, you know, you could say one of two things, you know, depending on what you say about Chaver, of course. But as we said then, you know, a Zaken Mamre isn't just a Chaver. He's gone through this process and so on, so the level of merit and all that is kind of built into what he's doing. Um, taking it a step back again in terms of the Ramban and Arba Tzrichin Hakraza, right? You could say that the real pshat is that the Zakin Mamre, the Mechayiv is not the Maisa that he does, the Maisa Hora, or even the Maisa Aveira that he does, but it's the threat that he poses, B'yarta Rabbi Kerbecha, Shaloi Keshtei Toros, or the shame Zakin Mamre. And once again, that would be something you wouldn't say about that, that he's Mustra of the Omeid, which is the Radbaz. What you would say is that he ain't Tzara Chasra. Okay. What about Ben Sora Mora? And this will just start for a second. We'll try to finish this on Tuesday. Yeah.
So, the Rambam says that you, Rambam context is supposed to be, right?
In what? What are you talking about?
In Gershon Shai, I guess. On the next mission, Imam Yisrael, and the hero.
Yeah.
You need
Tzara for the Rambam. Yeah, I didn't notice that. Wait a second. What does he say? Okay.
That's where he says that the only things that don't need Asra are Masons and Kingdom.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So that's Lashitaso in the Perish Mishnah.
Oh, that's right.
Right. So he think that's that. Oh, correct. Right. That I know. Yeah. So that's the Rambam. There, the Rambam seems to be. So what do you do with the Gemara? You have to say it's kind of Mutsar Miyom or something like that. I mean, the Gemara on the Pekas on Beis doesn't work with that. So you have to say it's Musar B'Yomid. Kind of like Makta Rasa Zui Hasra Aso. Not that you don't need it, but that it's there. Right? Yeah, correct. That's in Pirsham Shais, that's all Shitasa. Right. I was talking about in Hilchos Mamrim, because in Yad HaChazaka, clearly the Rambam is more expansive in terms of the other. 100%. So what about Ben Sora Moreh? So that's the fourth of the Hakrazas, right? And again, we understand it's Nidon Al Shem Sofo. We're talking about a little kid, right? So again, whether it's the Ubiarta Rabbi Kerbecha, he's just too much of a threat, Lamaisa, right? Or it's Rishis Agabra, even though there's no, you know, proportional Maisa Veira. So this too becomes a candidate for lack of Hasra. So is there Hasra in Ben Sora? This is a little bit tricky. We'll just start, and then we'll finish this on Tuesday. Anybody? David?
Since we have a focus about how you interpret the Yisro'oto.
Excellent. The Yisro'oto, good. So that's the sugya where? It's a Mishnah. How do you read the Mishnah and the sugya on Ayin Aleph Omid Aleph? Right? Okay, what does it say there? What does the Mishnah say? That second half of the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, right? Master and Bo Bifnei Shlosha.
Right.
Umalkin Oso. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Matin Bo Bifnei Shlosha, Malkin Oso, Chazar Bekirtel, Nidon Besim Shlosha.
So what's interesting about this? On the one hand, he says clearly, Master Bobusnei Shosha, correct? Umalkin also. It sounds like there's Hasra Legabe, the first phase. But Sormor is a complicated thing. There are two phases, right? How does it work? There's a Malkus phase, right? Where he has to do some things and you know, he steals, and then they tell him, but don't eat, and he eats, right? So that's Master Noso, Master Bo Bifnei Shlosho Malkinoso. And then Chozer B'Kilkol, he does it again, and then he's Nidon Bifnei 23, and then he gets Chiyuv Misa. There are two stages. Did I tell you to look at the Rav Chaim or not? If you get a chance, since we have another, you know, since we'll just talk about it, we'll finish it up on Tuesday, look at the Rav Chaim and Hilchos Mamrim. He has a whole discussion about the two phases of... what's fascinating here is that if you read the Mishnah Kipshuto, David, so what impression do you get? That there's Hasra for Malkus.
Yeah.
How about Misa?
No.
He doesn't say it's omitted.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rambam, what's the Rambam's view, Isaac?
Yeah.
Even for Misa. Do you have the language there? What is it? Zion?
Zion,
yeah. Go ahead.
Just
each of those lines, they have the Master for the Malkus and Master for the, go ahead. Oh. Yeah. Oh. So the Rambam adds Achar Shehisrbo also in the Nefashos phase, even though it's no minute in the Mishnah, correct? On the contrary, in the contrast to the Rambam is David?
Rashi,
excellent. What does Rashi say? Dear Masal Masrbo. Oh, that's Chiddush, right? Rashi really holds that. We know there's such a Deya, but wow. Okay, and that's a Raya. Whew. Okay, the Ode. Is that a typical interpretation of Hasrat Safek?
I'm
going to
go with no, since you're asking.
Okay, nice. Okay, you're reading me well. Okay, anybody raise this question? I told you to look at the Rama, right?
Yeah.
Did you get a chance yet?
Yeah.
So the Arama is very bothered by both of these points in Rashi. He says, I don't understand. Rashi thinks that that everybody holds that it has to be Edim. And Rashi thinks that that's Hasrat Safek. Really, Hasrat Safek. You got me all confused now. Hasrat Safek is what? Hasrat Safek, yeah.
It's not clear if it's end of the day or if he's actually going to.
Is even if you do the Avera. No, the Hagdara of the Ramah, we'll have to talk about this also. What's the Ramah's Hagdara? We'll read this in next time when we get, but just to get before we leave. Is what? I mean, if you do the Avera that you were warned to do but in front of the Edim, they still don't know whether you're Chayav or not. That's what Hasrat Safek is. Why, for example, what's the classic Hasrat Safek?
Shvuah case. A person who said that he's not going to eat a certain thing.
Right, cases of, correct, absolutely correct. Cases, many of them are cases like Alav, Hanitak, Lase, right? Because and the point is that even if you do the Avera part, since there's another piece, namely the not being Metakein part, right? So even if you did what they warned you not to do in front of them, they still don't know that you're Chayiv. That's classical Hasra Safek. So how come Rashi here seems to be saying that Hasra Safek is, you don't know after you gave the Hasra whether or not, what's that? You have to figure that out. Tosis and Ksuvah Slav and Gimel also has that Habamina like Rashi. So we'll talk about that. So the Ramah doesn't like it, but he kind of does like. So he keep going in Rashi. I'll explain with the Ramah in a minute. Ella? So what is it according to Rashi? It sounds a little, in the initial like it's Hasra, right? What is it? No. You do what you do.
I can't do this right.
Or you do me, I'll do you.
All right, great.
Okay. Ella mochichinoto. Okay, go ahead. See, you do yourself better than I. Okay, v'im lo shama. Okay, so the Ramah doesn't like that either. He thinks it's not v'yisro, also he thinks is malchus, says the Ramah, right? But he does agree. What does he say it is? He agrees with Rashi's basic mahalach that this is not the regular hasra. What is it? It's a din in. And then it's shomei b'kol avav v'kol imo. So it's not v'yisro. So, but that's already an interesting prat which matters in Ben Sora Mora. But for our purposes here, what happened is the Mishnah quotes hatra'a, right, regarding Malkus, not Misa. The Rambam has it in both, right? And Rashi negates it. Rashi and the Rama both negate it, even in the Malkus part. So we have to figure out is, even for Rashi and the Rama, so is it like partial hasra? Is it any aspect of hasra? Right? So what Reb Chaim speaks about, which I want to talk about just a little bit, is Reb Chaim discusses whether or not the Malkus and the Misa parts of Bensora Moreh are just two parts, or initially he wants to say, he doesn't end up sadly, you know, concluding this way, but initially he wants to say that the first phase is a typical Maisa Aveira, and it's treated like a typical Maisa Aveira. It's the second phase, you know, which is the Kiddush for Bensora Moreh, like the shame Bensora Moreh. Then at the end he says, no, even the first phase. But that, of course, is very relevant to our discussion. You know, why would it be that you need Hasra for the first phase and not the second phase? The Pashtus of Mishnah. So we'll talk a little more about some of these cases, and then we still have to go back and speak a little more about Edim and Hasra Safek, a few other things. We'll try to finish up as much as we can on Tuesday.